The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America and, of course, the US election, but Donald Trump having to moderate his rhetoric, Harley.
Yeah, apparently starting with immigration, Alan. I mean, this had to happen. Either that or he's done. And so, he has to tone down that rhetoric. And from what we're hearing, some of the people he's met with in private, meaning some of his supporters, key supporters, are indicating that he's already begun to moderate his discussion about immigration. The woman who's the Republican director of Hispanic communications, Helen Aguirre-Ferre, said that Trump's already said he's not going to do massive deportations, that he'll focus on removing the violent undocumented with criminal records who live in the country. Now, he has always said those things, but he also did talk about mass deportations in the past. Now, most recently, when asked about it, he said, no, I would not call it mass deportations. We're going to get rid of a lot of bad dudes who are here.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, moderate things a little bit.
Yeah, that might be the thin edge of the wedge. There's no objection I wouldn't have thought by any American to that kind of comment. It's those comments at the Democratic Convention by the parents of this Captain Humayun Khan, who gave his life in Afghanistan, and Donald Trump had things to say about it, and then when he responded to what the parents had to say, it was even worse. He said, I've made sacrifices too, I've employed people. Social media went berserk, didn't they?
Well, I think, part of the problem with Trump is that he shoots from the hip, and his brain is not always connected, to his mouth, and it costs him.
Hey, you're funny, Harley, the way you say that, very slowly, brain not always connected to his mouth. Now, what about this skydive? You're kidding me, aren't you?
No, I wasn't. I told you a few days ago this guy was talking about jumping without a parachute, and he did it. He's 42, 18,000 jumps already, now 18,001, I guess. The first person ever to leap without a parachute and land. His name is Luke Akins. He did it at the edge of Simi Valley, the Big Sky Movie Ranch.
He didn't land on the ground, we've got to be clear, but nonetheless, he's taken a bit of a risk.
He landed in a 100-by-100-foot net.
That's it. Which is not big.
That's a tiny target.
Tiny target. Yes, Ross, excuse me, Harley, I've got to explain to Ross. Yes, Ross is just gesturing here, Harley. Yes, Ross, he does go down. Yes, he's up there and he comes straight down, do you understand?
How high off the ground?
Down from about 25,000
25,000 feet he was off the ground.
Well, there were three people who jumped with it. One of them had a camera. One was trailing smoke, that way people could see him. And the third was a guy who fell with him at the same time so he could take from him the oxygen canister that made it possible for him not to pass out as he stepped out of the airplane at that altitude. His mother said, I wouldn't watch.
Fantastic. It's amazing. His name, by the way, Luke Akins. It's amazing. 25,000 feet up, and he lands on a 30-meter by 30-meter net suspended 60 meters above a Californian desert. And just quickly before you go, some blokes won $478 million.
Yeah, well, $487, but who's really counting?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. $487 million. Powerball jackpot. The lump sum option is $330.6 million, the eighth largest lottery jackpot. And, as witnessed by our conversation, it wasn't me.
No. So he can take $330.6 and that's it, or else he takes an annuity.
Right. He can take an annuity that would total $487 million over 20 years, or he can take the $330. In either case, you have to pay the tax man. So when you get done paying the tax man, you're probably only left with a couple hundred million.
Oh, and you didn't win a thing. Never mind, Harley. You can keep making a few bob here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America, it's 8:30.